This is the Scripture Driven Church broadcast, brought to you by Teaching the Word Ministries. The Church of Jesus Christ must be the Scripture Driven Church, relying on God's inspired and inerrant Word as our sole authority and our infallible critic in every area of life and ministry. And now, here's author, Bible teacher, and Teaching the Word president, Dr. Paul Elliott, to introduce today's program.
Dear friends, this is Dr. Paul Elliott with a special message for our internet listeners before we begin today's program. At Teaching the Word Ministries, it is our policy to air the Scripture-Driven Church broadcast only on radio stations where there is enough ongoing financial support to pay for the cost of airtime. We believe that the level of financial support is one of the Lord's primary ways of helping us to understand which doors of opportunity He is opening, which ones He's keeping open, and which ones He is closing. For some time now, we've had a deficit in financial support on some of the radio stations on which we broadcast. For that reason, we may need to stop airing the Scripture-Driven Church broadcast on some of those stations in the near future. We're praying for the Lord's guidance about this decision. In particular, we're praying that if it is the Lord's will for us to continue on those stations, He will provide the gifts that are necessary to cover our airtime costs. If the Lord leads you to help keep the broadcast coming to all of our current stations each week, there are three ways that you can help. First of all, you can call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 888-804-9655. And you can give a gift by credit card over the phone. Once again, our toll-free number is 888-804-9655 in the United States. If you reach a recorded message, please leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you back within a few minutes. Second, you can go to our website, www.teachingtheword.org, and you can click the support link to give a gift online using your credit card or PayPal account. You can also sign up for monthly automated giving by credit card. This convenient service lets you authorize a monthly contribution to Teaching the Word Ministries via your credit card or PayPal account. You can change or cancel your monthly contribution at any time. To give a gift online or to find out more about automatic monthly giving, go to our website, teachingtheword.org, and click the support link. And as a third option, of course, you can write to us and enclose your gift. Our mailing address is Teaching the Word Ministries, Box 2533, Westminster, Maryland, 21158, USA. Once again, that's Teaching the Word Ministries, Box 2533, Westminster, Maryland, 21158, USA. Each person who sends a gift this month will receive a free copy of the book, The Basis of Christian Unity, by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, as our way of saying thank you for your support. This is an excellent resource that really communicates the heart of what our ministry is all about, equipping the Scripture-driven church. All gifts to Teaching the Word Ministries are fully tax-deductible. And if you can't give a gift at this time, we hope that you'll pray with us that the Lord will provide the means for us to stay on the air on our current broadcast stations. We are grateful for the prayers of God's people for every aspect of this ministry. And we're grateful for your listening to the Scripture-Driven Church broadcast. And Heavenly Father, we come to your word now with great thanksgiving. We thank you that your word is entirely true, that there is no mixture of truth and error. We thank you that we can therefore trust in your word completely and absolutely. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the great salvation that you have brought about through him by the shedding of his blood on the cross as the full and final atonement for sin. We thank you for the proclamation of the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory that we find in the book of Colossians. And I pray now that as we continue our study of Colossians chapter 1, that Jesus Christ will be lifted up, that the saints will be encouraged to remain steadfast, and that the lost will be convicted of their need of repentance. And I pray all of this in the glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're coming today to the end of the section of Colossians chapter 1 that deals with the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the church. The section ends with a transition in chapter 1, verse 23. But I want to begin reading at verse 21 to give us the context. Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 21, Paul writes this, "And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister." And our focus today is on verse 23, and especially on the first part. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. As I often do, let me give you some insights into the original Greek of this passage that are important for us to understand it properly. Paul begins verse 23 with the word if. Now, there are two words in the Greek, different words, that are both translated if in the New Testament. One of those words means, if this happens. In other words, it speaks of a hypothetical situation, something that may happen or it may not happen, depending on future circumstances. But that is not the word the Apostle Paul uses here. The Greek word he uses for if means assuming that something is already true. Paul is not saying, if you continue in the faith, but rather assuming that you continue in the faith. What he's saying is that if you continue in the faith, if you continue in the gospel, that will demonstrate the fact that you are saved. That will demonstrate the fact that you are going to be presented holy, without blame, and above reproach before God at the last day. That will demonstrate the fact that you are going to spend eternity on the new earth with the Lord Jesus Christ. That will demonstrate the fact that you are going to be changed, that your body of corrupt flesh is going to be put off, and you're going to receive a glorified body like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul is speaking to truly born-again Christians. He's not speaking to mere professing Christians who will prove that they are not truly saved because they will, at some point down the line, depart from the faith and become apostates. And let me make something else very clear. Paul is not saying that you're going to keep your salvation through your own efforts. He's not saying that your works will add anything to what Christ has already done. The work of your salvation is finished, it is complete, it is settled once and for all. Continuing in the faith is going to demonstrate the fact that you truly do possess saving faith as the gift of God the Holy Spirit. That is what continuance in the gospel will mean. You don't stay in the faith in order to remain saved. You stay in the faith as the demonstration that you are saved once and for all. And then Paul tells us what characterizes the person who continues in the faith. That person is grounded and steadfast, and is not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. That word grounded means to be firmly established upon a foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ used that same word in the parable of the house built upon the rock and the sand in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said this, and I'm beginning at verse 18. For context, Jesus said, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, Jesus says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And that word founded is the same word that we have translated grounded here in Colossians 1:23, firmly established upon a foundation. But then Jesus continues with this warning in Matthew. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. In other words, salvation depends upon the right foundation. If you are truly saved, you are truly resting upon the firm and unmovable foundation of the preeminent Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are not saved, then you are resting on some other foundation. That foundation might be a church, or your good works, or your baptism, or a philosophy, or many, many other things. But if you are resting on those things, you have built a house upon the sand. You have built upon a foundation that will not withstand the tests of time, much less the test of eternity, the test of the judgment seat of Christ. You need to turn away from those things and turn to Christ and trust in His finished work alone for eternal life, because He is the only sure foundation. And in John chapter 15, beginning at verse 11, Jesus made the same point in a different way. He said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. In other words, if you do not abide in Christ, it proves that you are not His. But Jesus goes on to say this, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That is the proof, Jesus says, that you are connected to me as a branch to the vine. That is the proof, Jesus says, that your confidence for eternal life is built upon me. And then Jesus says, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. And so it should be for you today if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have every reason to rejoice in your salvation. And that rejoicing is in Christ alone. You are grounded and steadfast, Colossians 1:23, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. And then in Colossians 1:23, we come to that word steadfast. That word comes from the Greek word that means to sit down. It means to be in a firm and unmovable position of rest. And that is the position of every true believer in Christ. If you are saved, you have been placed upon the foundation, the Lord Jesus. And the original Greek text tells us that this is a once-for-all act on the part of God alone, and that it is an act of God that has permanent results. This is what happens to you. This is what happens to every sinner who puts his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the implication is that if you profess to be the recipient of this work of God, but your life does not show it, then it means that your profession does not line up with the facts. and it means that you are not rooted and grounded in Christ. You need to ask yourself the question, does my life agree with my profession of faith? If you have truly been reconciled to God through Christ, you have been made a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, new in quality. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you have been truly reconciled to God through Christ, then you will have a new way of thinking and acting. There will be growing within you a way of thinking and acting that loves God, that hates sin, that desires to obey God, and all of this because God the Holy Spirit is living and working within you. 1 John 2:19 tells us that those who fall away from the faith, John says they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But Jesus said in John 8:32, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:15, if you love me, Jesus says, keep my commandments. Romans 6:22 and 23, but now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And James chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. This is what characterizes the person who continues in the faith. That person is grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. And that brings us to the phrase, not moved away. This is a Greek word that is only found in this one place in the New Testament. And once again, it's a word in the original that has to do with something that happens which gives evidence of what is going on inside of a person. The person who is moved away from the sure foundation of Christ is not truly resting on that foundation. If you've moved away from the foundation of Christ, if you've gone off into something else or someone else, you need to repent and place your faith and trust in Christ alone for salvation. Paul says that those who are truly in Christ will not be moved away from the hope of the gospel. And that word for hope is not a word that means, well, I'm hoping that something will happen, but I'm not sure of it. The word that is used for hope here is a different word, the hope of the gospel. This has to do with the confident expectation, the confident assurance that God always keeps his promises. It is the confident assurance that God has done what he says he has done, that God is doing what he says he is doing, and that God will do what he says he will do. And Paul has spoken of this in Colossians chapter 1 throughout as he has proclaimed the preeminence of Christ. God has done what he says he has done. God says that if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, Colossians 1, he has qualified you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. God says that if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, he has delivered you from the power of darkness and conveyed you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. God has done what he says he has done, and he has done it through Christ. And God is doing what he says he is doing. God says that if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, you now have redemption through his blood. the forgiveness of sins. God says that if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are now reconciled to Him. And God says that if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, you now have all the resources of His Word and of the indwelling Holy Spirit, so that, as Paul says, you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. God is doing what He says He is doing, and He is doing it through Christ. And God will do what He says He will do. He will present you holy, blameless, and above reproach. He will keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. God will do what He says He will do, and He will do it through Christ. And so the message to believers today from Colossians chapter 1, verse 23 is this: rest in Christ. Remain grounded and steadfast. Don't be moved. Remain confident in the glorious expectation that is ours, that is yours, because of the gospel of the preeminent Lord Jesus Christ.
Here once again is Dr. Paul Elliott with some closing comments.
As I mentioned at the beginning of today's program, we're seeking the Lord's leading about whether to continue to air the broadcast on some radio stations. We believe that the level of listener financial support is one of the Lord's key indicators of His direction. And for some time now, we've had a deficit in financial support on a number of stations. For that reason, we may need to stop airing the Scripture-Driven Church broadcast on several stations in the near future. We're praying for the Lord's guidance about this decision, and in particular, we're praying that if it is the Lord's will for us to continue on those stations, that He will provide the gifts that are necessary to cover our airtime costs. If the Lord leads you to help us in this way, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, there are three ways that you can help. First of all, you can call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 888-804-9655 to give a gift by credit card over the phone. Once again, our toll-free number is 888-804-9655. And if you reach a recorded message, please leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you back within a few minutes. Second, you can go to our website, teachingtheword.org, and click the support link to give a gift online using your credit card or PayPal account. You can also sign up for automatic monthly giving by credit card. This convenient service lets you authorize a monthly contribution to the broadcast via your credit card or PayPal account. You can change or cancel your monthly contribution at any time. To give a gift online or to find out more about automatic monthly giving, go to our website, teachingtheword.org, and click the support link. And of course, you can write to us and enclose your gift. Our mailing address is Teaching the Word Ministries, Box 2533, Westminster, Maryland, 21158, USA. Once again, that's Teaching the Word Ministries, Box 2533, Westminster, Maryland, 21158, USA. Each person who sends a gift this month will receive a free copy of the book, The Basis of Christian Unity, by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, as our way of saying thank you for your support. This is an excellent resource that really communicates the heart of what our ministry is all about, equipping the Scripture-driven church. All gifts to Teaching the Word Ministries are fully tax-deductible. And if you can't give a gift at this time, we hope that you'll pray with us, that the Lord will provide the means for us to stay on the air on all of our current stations. We're grateful for your prayers. And we hope that you'll join us again next week at this same time as we continue our study of the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Colossians in chapter 1. And until then, may God richly bless your personal study of His inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word.
This weekly program, The Scripture-Driven Church, is brought to you by the faithful friends and supporters of Teaching the Word Ministries.